This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society.
Hello, America, and welcome to the CEO Show. This is Robert Reese, and we're here today with Richard Ashworth. How are you, Richard?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
And Richard is the CEO of Tivity Health. And Tivity Health, to me, it's a truly great brand that reaches out to all generations and balances nutrition and health together in interesting ways. Talk about what some of your brands are, Richard.
Yeah, a lot of these brands are brands that a lot of people know. And I think I'll start first on the nutrition side of our house. You know, we oversee Nutrisystem, right? So a fantastic, long-living brand that helps people lose weight. And we've been doing that direct to consumers for many years. And then the other side of Tivity Health is on the fitness side, and it's a brand called Silver Sneakers. And so it's focused on kind of age 65 and up and helping people stay fit and active and socially connected in the latter part of their years.
And you have more brands than that as well.
We have Prime, which, you know, is a fitness program more for employees. We've got Whole Health Living that connects you to, integrative medicine. So if you think about acupuncture, massage, chirotherapy, PT, and OT.
Okay, so let's talk about this now. You became CEO on June 1st, 2020. Prior to that, you were president of Walgreens. What was it like coming into an environment like this, which is, in a sense, a combination of, as I wrote a Forbes article recently, it's 1918, 1929, and 1968 all rolled up into one, and that's how I sort of feel it is.
Yeah, well, I will tell you, it was not anything I had ever expected. So the last time I actually applied for a job was 1992, and that was for a cashier position. So applying for a CEO job, I had not done that for a long time, let alone doing that almost entirely over Zoom. Zoom was a pretty new experience. But, you know, there's no time like the present, Robert, and that's the way I thought about it. I had a fantastic career at Walgreens. I love that brand, still do. But it was time to go on and do what CEOs do, and I was looking forward to that opportunity.
And what is it about Tivity Health that drew you in? You know, there's hundreds of jobs you could have had, but something drew you into Tivity. What is it?
I had known Tivity for a long time. So if you dial back a few years, they used to be called HealthWays. They had a disease management and population health business in addition to the things I just talked about, although they didn't have nutrition at the time. And so I was always a fan of what that business was trying to do in managing, the health of people as a whole person, not necessarily like by the disease they're defined by or, you know, by a certain age that they have. So I was impressed by that. But what really drew me here was the opportunity. You know, both of these brands are fantastic brands. They're household brands. And I saw a lot of permission that they have and a lot of opportunity for growth. That's the main thing that drew me to Tivity.
Let's talk about Silver Sneakers. And I personally am very partial. I'm a big fan of this. Everyone I know who's involved, it's made a difference during the pandemic where it's taken senior citizens and had them focused on not being isolated. Talk about going through the pandemic and what you did with Silver Sneakers.
Yeah, well, pre-pandemic, the way it really works is, we help Medicare beneficiaries find access to a gym. We have a 15,000-16,000 gym network, and we help them understand where they can go and utilize that benefit. And a lot of times they'll go to work out, but then they'll hang out, right? They'll have a cup of coffee after and so forth. So really important for the vibrancy of their lives. And it was a great business model working very well. Well, come COVID, it was not recommended to have people, you know, together, right? And you had to have proper social distancing. So we had to move quick. We moved all of our colleagues to remote environments almost immediately. By the end of March, everyone was fully remote. And we've got a, you know, phased return plan for that. But for our beneficiaries, we went from zero digital visits to last quarter, we actually did 386,000 digital visits.
Okay, but hold on a second. So when you're talking 386,000, most of your clients they're not digitally savvy. Would that be correct to say?
You know, I don't think so, Robert. I actually think they surprise you. So there's definitely a curve of individuals who are less digital savvy. But what we're finding is that the majority of them have access to a smartphone. The majority of them FaceTime with their grandkids and connect with each other through social media like Facebook. In fact, Facebook's a great example. We saw a six-fold increase in Facebook Live Silver Sneakers classes. So we offer a class, live instructor, and I attended them. And I can just, first of all, got a good sweat going. The instructor will call you out when you get lazy in your living room. Everyone's having fun chatting with each other. They're using emojis. So I think it's a bit different than maybe the stereotype might suggest.
About how many people are in one of the classes?
You know, and some of them can be up to 1,000, but most of the classes are in like the 100 range to 200 range. And a lot of them are done by what we call flex instructors. We have a great network of gyms that of flex locations that are not gyms. So think church parking lots, think municipal golf centers, think forest preserves, things like that. And they'll meet out there and go for a walk, or they'll go for, they'll do Tai Chi in the you know, forest preserve, things like that. Anything to get folks moving. The one cool thing I think is pretty amazing about what happened through COVID, though, is in our digital, one thing that we struggle with is getting people wanting to be active. You know, most people struggle with wanting to work out. Like, it's not, you know, they would rather do something else, okay? Well, so we work all the time trying to get people off the couch and into the gym. And we know it's good for them. We know it's good for their health. Our health plans really love it when we do that, and so we work in partnership with that. When we did the digital work where it's live with an instructor, so you're, you know, it's for you, you know, and you're in your living room and you've got a little bit of a very light equipment, 25% of the people who attended those classes were first-time utilizers of Silver Sneakers. So it's like, it teaches you that the digital channel can be a great way to get people activated. Now, maybe over time we'll get them to a gym or not. I don't know, but it's a really powerful stat, I think, of what we saw just even last quarter.
So that must change your whole business. Your business model has changed several times over for Silver Sneakers alone.
Yeah, I think it's going to be permanent. So I think the future, post-COVID, whatever that means, whenever that means, is a combination of physical and digital. And I think that's an important part for businesses to recognize. You see it in retail, you know, buy online, pick up in store, pick up at curb, you know, straight to home. And now we see it in our business too. And so our quick pivot to digital, I think, was a very powerful example of innovation.
And which is a great point, that's when most innovation, a lot of the great companies in the world were founded during crisis, just like Airbnb in 2008. And so how about the flex instructors? How do you train them? How do you get them involved and get them acclimated? Because their world is completely changing as well. And you have a lot of them.
I just met with a handful of them on a Zoom call just earlier this week, actually. And first of all, they don't need a whole lot of help here, Robert. So these are entrepreneurs. These are people who, first of all, they're entrepreneurs and they're highly, highly passionate. So when you put passion and a little creativity together, they surprise you. So they were driving us just as much as we were driving them to go to digital. Hey, I need a platform for this. Help me with this. Help me with that. I have an idea. This is how I want to do my virtual classes. And so, you know, all of that passion and energy just translated right off of, you know, and a lot of them have little boutique shops or, you know, in smaller towns because, you know, rural disparities are a much different issue than urban disparities for our population. And so a lot of these flex instructors are in rural environments. And you would think, oh, no, I'm wondering if there's enough of their members who can get online or who can engage in the digital hardware and software the right way. Well, they were confirming for me, no. They're fine with all of that. They don't need help with the technology. You know, we actually need help with the classes, like, you know, help us with content. So as you can imagine, we've got physiologists. We've got people who really know this business and how to talk to our population of people in the right way to get them active. So it's been a great partnership with our flex instructors.
And it seems, I understand there's about 11,000 people turning 65 every day. Now, you said this is a new marketing opportunity for you, and you're reaching people, and you're doing really important. You're keeping senior people healthy, which is critical during COVID, obviously. And you're also helping them from being isolated. I know my mom, 1 hour a day workout is like it's the high point, you know, for every single day. How plan on strategically reaching out to more people? I'm trying to think how you could actually do it.
And, you know, we would do it all the ways you would normally think. So when right before you turn 65, you'll get a lot of materials from the government about being eligible for Medicare. And a lot of the Medicare Advantage and then subplans will begin to message you, you know, to let you know of your options. We do the same, you know, so we message them that way. But actually social is the biggest way. So we just jump on Facebook and Insta and, you know, some of the other platforms to get a hold of folks. Email is a great way to do that. I will tell you that most of the time they already know about us through their friends. So they got a friend who's already aged into Medicare, already partaking of it, and they're asking us, they're calling us and saying, which plans have silver sneakers in it? Because I want to make sure we have access to this benefit.
Okay, so we've been talking about silver sneakers. We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Nutrisystem. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO show, and we're here with the CEO of Tivity Health. So, Richard, let's now talk about another one of your brands, which is a beloved brand, Nutrisystem. Very different than Silver Sneakers, and I know you've numerous brands, but this is a ubiquitous brand. When you came over, in June 1st, 2020, what was your strategy of how you're going to grow that business and how that integrates with your other businesses?
Yeah, I think that, the main thing was outside of COVID, we had a bunch of things in place already, and you saw them come to life in our Q1, which was around, new food innovation, new marketing strategies, new customer data platform, a lot of the more modernizing, quite honestly, the Nutrisystem capability set. So we could target and personalize messages. We created new customer offers and plan designs for people to make choices over their food, all the normal things you would do as a, quote, retailer or, deliver a food directly to home. But then COVID comes over the top of that, and you start to then quickly pivot your message to the value of home-delivered meals, right, because of people couldn't make it into restaurants.
Right.
We partnered with health plans. We partnered with a lot of short-term deliveries to get our food where seniors lost access to being able to get a hold of food. They couldn't go to the grocery store. They were nervous or they, because of their condition. And so I think we did a lot on pivoting the message through COVID. The good news is that all the investments that were being made were starting to pay off, and they helped us through COVID as well.
So now I want to ask a different type of advice. So here you are, a pharmacist. How does a pharmacist become CEO of Tivity Health?
I don't know the answer to that one. I think, a couple things. One, I grew up at Walgreens, right? I started there as a cashier. I've had pretty much every job there you could have. When I left, I was the president of the company. I learned how to be a leader through many leaders at Walgreens. I learned to be customer-focused and patient-focused. I went to pharmacy school because I wanted to help people. It was not any more complicated than that. I liked helping folks. I loved being a pharmacist. I still do. I'm still the family pharmacist, right, for all my aunts and uncles and everybody else. I love that responsibility. Well, what Tivity does is it focuses on the other side of health, almost like the wellness side of it, right? Before you need the prescription for diabetes, maybe we can help you not get diabetes, right? Before you need the blood pressure, we can help.
It's a full continuum.
Yeah, I love that part of it. In terms of the CEO, though, I think one of the reasons that I've been able to afford this opportunity for myself is I always said yes. So Walgreens asked me to do like I told you, I only interviewed for that cashier role. I didn't interview for any of the other ones. The company asked me to do all those other things. And and every time they asked me, and I was good, I'm like all the rest of the leaders that are listening. They're smart, we went to school, we're experienced, or we listen, and we learn, we adapt, all that stuff. I'm just like everybody else. I'm not special. But I said yes every time. And so by saying yes, I got all these new experiences and I met all these new people. And I think that's what in the end really afforded me the opportunity to become CEO.
Interesting. Say yes. So let's talk about diversity and inclusion.
Yep.
Talk about the whole context of that in your business.
Well, one of the things, yeah, great question, because this is near and dear to me. So part of our business model actually is really a deep focus on health disparities. So when you look across our country, people who live in rural environments versus urban environments are disproportionately impacted by almost all of the comorbidities and weight. They tend to smoke more. They tend to drink more. Like, there's just tons of data to suggest that these health disparities are urban-rural. They're also socioeconomic. They're also ethnic. There's a lot of drivers of disparities. So with Silver Sneakers and in our nutrition, we try and encourage our older adults who are disproportionately impacted by health disparities to improve their overall health. Well, you know, during COVID, this is, and by the way, this really matters. So I think it was Kaiser Family Foundation that talked about, you know, almost $100 billion in excess medical costs and $40 billion or more in lost productivity because of premature deaths due to health disparities. So it's a massive business issue. It's a massive country issue. So food insecurity as an example. A lot of health plans really care about this. They're trying hard to break in and help seniors get access to high quality food. We developed a product called Wisely Well. It sits in between our Nutrisystem, which is a diet company, and sits in between our healthcare business, which is Silver Sneakers. We created Wisely Well, perfect macronutrient content, good glycemic index control, the right kind of calories and portions for seniors to have who have inadequate access to good food. And so we launched that, and it's basically a recognition that social determinants of health are real, and health disparities contribute to chronic diseases, you know, heavily, but exercise, weight loss, these are things that can help you with your diabetes and your heart disease journey.
Let's go into, if you were to codify then your complete leadership philosophy after all these years, and you said you've learned a lot at Walgreens, what would be a couple of sentences of advice of things that have really worked for you and that might work for other CEOs? We have like 600,000, you know, leaders listening in. What could you tell them?
Yeah, my a couple of sentences. I think my leadership philosophy is one that is starts with being very present. So I think a lot of times leaders kind of helicopter in and helicopter out. I like to stay very present with the conversation with the leaders that we have. And what I really mean by that is kind of working it with them, not for them. You know, let them fail, let them have challenges, let them solve their own problems, but with them, you know, as a supporter, like a, you know, next to them. In fact, I have this philosophy of kind of hashtag without rank, right? Like we're all in this together. So I learned many years ago that some of the best ideas came from front cashiers at Walgreens. So I could pay very high price consultants to come in and do a bunch of good strategy work, very smart people. Sometimes just go down to the local store and ask him what they think, and they'll tell you, and they're going to be pretty right because they're the ones talking to your customer. So that's my second thing, which is I'm very obsessed with our end users. So talk to them all the time, listen to them, find out what their unmet needs are, and just be relentless.
You personally going to talk. Right. How do you do that? Do you go into a store? Or?
Yeah. In my old world, I was in stores every week, every single week.
And now you just see someone with a Nutrisystem bar, you go into Silver Sneakers. What do you do?
Now I'm, with COVID, it's been hard. It's been really challenging. So I've been jumping on the phone. So I'm listening to Nutrisystem calls. I'm listening to our colleagues, you know, talk them through the plan designs on Silver Sneakers. I attend classes. I do, I talk to the trainers and I talk to members, Silver Sneakers members. So I do Zoom calls with our actual members to just
really,
you know, I have to tell you, they're some of the most fascinating, experienced, funny human beings you're ever going to come across, right? They're just, and they, some of them were high, you know, big jobs for many years. Some of them were stay at home, you know, spouses for many years. Some of them have gone through some trials and tribulations that you just wouldn't want anyone to go through. Some of them have been married for 70 years. Some of them have been married for 7 days. Like, it's so much fun to engage with them, but you learn a ton about your business through them versus just looking at reports and spreadsheets.
And there you have it. Talk to customers. If you want to advance, always say yes. If you want to be healthy, think about your routine.
Yep.
And great having you on the CEO show, and much success with your important brands.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
Building a healthy society.
Thank you. Take care.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Robert Greece, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Bob Greifeld. How are you, Bob?
I'm wonderful today. Yourself?
I'm doing great, and glad I'm speaking with you because it's interesting. Bob was the CEO of NASDAQ from 2003 to 2016. He went through all sorts of changes, including the Great Recession, and he's going to share his insights on technology, on running a business in a challenging time, which we're all doing right now. And he also has a terrific book called Market Mover. And the cool thing about this is we were supposed to interview last December, but because we're interviewing now, you're going to have a lot more relevant insights about leading through the pandemic and getting stronger. So give a snapshot, like how will technology change markets and change during the pandemic?
Well, it has already, and you see it reflected in the stock market and the performance of those companies. Those companies that were positioned for the digital world clearly have thrived, and we see kind of the have and the have-nots. So if you're running a company today, if you're not thinking about each and every one of your core activities and how technology can have a transformative effect on that, then you're really going to be behind the curve.
So let's talk in depth. You come in 2003, and you really saw NASDAQ as a fintech play, right?
Yeah, that was unique back then, right? When you look at the exchange, you match buyers and sellers together, and at that time we were doing it in a couple milliseconds. Now we're approaching nanoseconds. So the beating heart of NASDAQ or any other exchange is the technology engine. You do that better, you serve investors better, then you will thrive.
And one really interesting comment on that you had from Market Mover is you said you could learn a lot about civilization from its marketplace, right? Explain that.
Well, when you think about markets, right, not so much just stock exchanges, but you think about the Silk Road, you think about the trading post in the western part of America, that really defined the society at that point in time, allowed that society to grow. So markets predate the regulated entities known as exchanges. It's really the basis of commerce. It was done with barter back in the day, and obviously we came up with stored methods of value after that. But you look at the development of markets, it is directly correlated to the developments of societies.
And you know the actual coolest thing about your book? And I don't do book reviews. I interview CEOs.
Right.
I was really taken by this. Out of over 1,000 business books, I just love this one. The cover, it has the stock ticker of, like, NASDAQ. And is that the actual one from when you joined to when you left?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. So what's really interesting about that is you come in, phase one is you turn around an organization. And by the way, step one, just tell the quick story of how you got the job in the interview, because I thought that was fantastic.
Well, I was, as you kind of pointed out, a somewhat unusual hire back in 2003. Many times the head of exchanges, it was a sinecure after a long and prestigious job being an investment banker or leading an investment banking firm. So I came from a technology entrepreneurial background, and we had people on the board who, like me, saw where exchanges had to go. That being said, I was in the interview process, and I knew through strange coincidence who the other finalist was, and I interviewed him because I was on the board of a company we had applied to be the CEO. So I knew how articulate this fellow was. I said, I don't want to take him on in an interview in that format. So I said, this is what I'm going to do. As soon as I start the interview, I will just speak and tell them what my 100-day plan is and the things we will accomplish. So I took 10 minutes taking them through that, and this was an organization that had been victimized by a lack of a plan, a lack of action. I knew when I was done with the 10 minutes, the job was mine, at that point. So it was a smart move for me to not just get into back and forth with respect to question and answer and also articulation. And one of the things I say in the book, in large companies, articulation is over-rewarded. And I see that all the time. And somewhat, the larger the company, the more articulate you have to be. And I always like to focus on the essence. And the essence is what have you done, not what you've said. So I made sure I said, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I've done. So I use that philosophy in the interview. I use that how I judge all my managers in every stage of my career.
And there's a saying, the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. And I think that that is a great insight. I wanted to share that with CEOs because it's a concept, be it if you're getting new clients, if you're managing, of saying, here's what's going to happen over the next 100 days. And actually, one CEO, major one, I just interviewed, he said, hey, the key is really the first 100 hours. And I think there's merit to that, too.
That's so, pretty quick, 100 hours. I haven't heard that. I have to think about that. We'll see. But, yeah, you have to set up the culture of doing, not talking. You have to set up the culture where people will be rewarded, judged, and graded by what they accomplished. And as silly as that sounds, you see that all the time in large organizations. There's a breed of cat that forms that's very good at PowerPoints, very good about talking about things, very good about strategizing. But what have they done? Right, so I always kept that as the acid test. Okay, and what have you done? And clearly past performance is a predictor of future performance in that regard, which I think ties back to your point, Robert.
So then, Bob, you turn the company around, or the organization is doing a lot better, and bam, you hit 2008. You, by going through 2008, what did you learn about going through a crisis that you think CEOs today can learn?
Sure. Yeah, we had to turn the organization around from 2003 to like 2005. We had to change it from being part of the regulator to really being a for-profit public company. So we had a couple of good years. We're feeling very good about ourselves. And then 2008 happened. And during the actual action in the crisis, our volumes were skyrocketing. So we were having great economic times, but we knew we were going into winter, the dark freeze after that. Then clearly every piece of our business really suffered major declines for a period of time. But then we had to do the gut check, say, are we doing the right things? Have we chosen the right segments? Are we executing properly? And if we do that, then times will change. So in a real sense, we came out of the crisis stronger than we had before because we did make some hard decisions with respect to what our focus was, but mainly we continue to execute upon our plan. And in certain ways, the competitive dynamics were easier because other people were distracted or did not have the balance sheet, didn't have the willpower, the stomach to compete through difficult times.
So if you were to boil that down into advice to CEOs on now every day when I speak with CEOs, what they're thinking, how do I emerge stronger post-pandemic, every element of my business, what advice do you have?
Well, the first thing you have to do, and again, these things sound simple, but in real life, they're a lot harder to do. So the first thing you have to do is not blame others, right? People who succeed in life internalize what they can do better, what they have to do right, right? You see, many people today will say, okay, the pandemic did this to me. The pandemic did that to me. The credit crisis did this to me, did that to me. Okay, all that may be true, right? I'm not arguing that. But that's your new reality, and your job is to respond to that new reality. Assess your hand, right? You certainly have to do a reassessment. And as I said, we had to prune and, change tack a little bit. It wasn't like everything we were doing was the right thing going forward. You have to, reassess your hand, reassess your strengths and weaknesses. And then if you believe in what you're doing, really commit to it and execute accordingly. And what I would say to my management team, which wasn't one of my more popular things, is that the job of a manager is no more difficult than that of a single-cell organism. So what the hell does that mean? It means that a single-cell organism has the ability to respond to stimuli, right? So every single day we get stimuli, right? And that stimuli comes into us, right, obviously very forcefully during the pandemic.
30 seconds. You've 30 seconds until commercial break, so hold together.
Okay. All right, so you just have to respond to stimuli, right? And clearly, in certain ways, when you have a recession, a Great Recession, it's easier. So you have to know that your world changes every day, and you have to change accordingly.
We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to hit the question every CEO wants to know. If you're going through an IPO, what do you need to know to be successful, or what are the telltales that you may not be successful? Right. I'm going to hear right from Bob on that. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions, 06604, is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions, 06604. Call us at 203-522-88.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor, and The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki: great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Bob Greifeld, who was the CEO of NASDAQ from 2003 to 2016, wrote a great book called Market Mover. And here's a question that everyone wants to know, really. If you're a CEO and you're going to go through an IPO, what are the senses of whether you will be successful or not? I mean, you've gone through so many, running NASDAQ. What should people look for?
Well, first, they should obviously list on NASDAQ. That's the easy one. But let me get to the harder point of the question. So there was so much publicity about the fact that companies were delaying going public. And when I heard that, I said, I'm not concerned, and that companies really should be ready to go public. And going public is not right for every company, right? So let's not set that as the benchmark. And when and if you come public, you have to recognize that you present your report card to investors every 3 months, four times a year. So certainly it would be wonderful to have a business model that can withstand that level of scrutiny. So I think about the different business models. Can it withstand that level of scrutiny? That's helpful. And clearly, public markets value certainty. So if you have a company where it's quite uncertain, you're a story company, that may or may not be the right outcome for you. So the easiest thing is public markets value growth. If you're growing, they value recurring and, revenue, if you have that kind of revenue. And you have a business model that has withstood certain setbacks, certain competitive pressures, and still survived, then you'll do well. Now, the other side, when you look at the biotech industry, right, you give credit, you have to give credit to the public markets. A lot of times they said they're short-sighted. But in fact, the biotech industry, it's about 10-plus years to get approval from your first apply to the FDA. Public markets are willing to wait that long if they know that's the investment thesis going in. So the first thing you have to know is, what is the investment thesis? If you're going out there saying, I have predictable revenue and a good business model, and you don't do that, you'll be harshly penalized. If you go out there with the story, which the biotech companies are a story, then they'll give you more leeway. But at the end of the road, you have to deliver on that story. So best business model, recurring protected revenue that you can explain every 3 months. Or you have a story where you can show demonstrable progress, whether that's through different phases of the FDA cycle. That also works very well.
Let's go into two more topics. I want to talk about your leadership philosophy and then the future of technology. Let's go into your leadership philosophy. It was a great turnaround at NASDAQ. If you were to boil down, how would you codify what your leadership philosophy is?
Well, staying with sports analogies, which is always easy, I certainly believe in the best athlete, right? You've got to put the team together, the best athletes. And what I said to the folks, and I was a believer in the Good to Great book by Jim Collins. Yep. When you get the right people on the bus, then you figure out where the bus will go. So we had a strong belief in a 3 or 5 year strategic plan, and we had a lot of discipline around that. But we knew by definition it was going to be wrong, right? And we knew that we'd be living through a series of mid-cost adjustments, right? Because the world would not be the world that we modeled over time. So the great managers, the great athletes will have a plan, recognize the plan will be wrong, and will have the wherewithal to modify, basically respond to stimuli on a daily basis.
Let's talk now about finally technology. Now, you invest in companies now, and you're involved on boards, and you've seen many of the great technologies go through. What do you see as the future of technology that CEOs should be aware of? What should they be really looking at?
Well, here's what I would have CEOs think about. When I was an entrepreneur and then at NASDAQ, we knew that floor-based trading could be eliminated through technology. Now, the people on the floor had to have a high degree of IQ points to actually do what they did, and they had to respond in real time to different market conditions. So when we started to automate that process, people said that's impossible because it's a higher order function to do. Now, we had the advantage in that it all could be expressed digitally, which many industries did not have. So my point being, when you think about the functions in your world, right, those functions probably, not always, but probably are less complicated than the functions we had to replace on the floor of exchanges around the world. We had to put that into an algo, a smart algo, that kind of thing. So when you talk about the digital onslaught, right, one of the things that slowed it down is it doesn't deal in the physical world as well. So I say pay very close attention to when the smarts that exist in the computers can deal more effectively in the physical world, right? So simple example, obviously, if you're working in a fast food place, the technology to do that and to reach into the fryer to flip the burgers, you know, that, you know, from a programming point of view is quite simple, right? It's a question of the manual manipulation that goes through that and the site. So those days are coming. Obviously, we have the lead example with self-driving cars, but the amount of digital capability to represent IQ points exists today. It's a question of that integration into the physical world. So you've got to think through that lens, right? People said it was impossible for us to replace the higher order function that was done on the floor of exchanges. We did that, and we had the advantage, again, be able to deal in ones and zeros. And more of the world will be affected by that.
Really smart advice. So just out of curiosity, everyone always says, who is your favorite CEO? And I never tell them out of 750. But can I ask you, what was one IPO that you learned something from that you said, you know what, I really learned something about life, about business, an important lesson from taking that IPO?
Well, I would say this, not directly answering your question, but the one IPO that kind of brought tears to my eyes was when immunotherapies were developing, and this company was going public, and they had people who had cancer who were given a death sentence, and then they received on an experimental basis this new, you know, brand new immunotherapy technology, and they were there at the market site to tell the tale. You know, that was certainly heartwarming. It showed that we had provided the seed capital, the public markets, to allow that development to happen. Nobody was worrying about the quarterly results. They had the funding, they developed it, and they saved lives. You know, that's an impossible feeling to replicate.
And on that note, Bob, a great pleasure having you on the CEO show. Everyone listening in, you know, I suggest you buy Market Mover and just get it at Amazon. It's a really great book. Great book, and so many insights on growth and the future and on leadership. Great having you on the CEO show, Bob.
Thank you, Robert. You have a great day.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.